News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat pack. Today, January the 5th, I think of this as really as the real start of the year for us because, you know, come in on the 2nd, right after New Year's Day, everybody's kind of like, you know, just kind of partied and holidayed out. But now we're here. We're here, of course, with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob. I bet you're liking this. I bet you're liking this a little bit warmer weather.
Well, I would like to see more rain, actually. I mean, it took a few days for my Jeep to dry out in the back, but we need water. We need lots of water.
Need lots of water, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, the forecast calls for water, actually. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers, which is great as we look through the week, and it's forecast. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 64, currently 37. Right now in the downtown studios, partly cloudy tonight with 43. As we go through Tuesday, it's the high of 66, clear days Wednesday, and then again on Thursday, our forecast calls for a chance of shower. So let's hope that that happens. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Love that. Shop local, folks. Remember, 365-3793. Make that your resolution when you're thinking about buying something or doing a service. Stop for a moment and think, is this locally owned? And how many lives can I touch if I shop local? Because that's where you start. Being able to help affect your community. Anyway, good morning again. It's
including advertising locally.
Including advertising.
Locally owned radio stations, vice ones, who are operating out of New York and those places. Oh, okay. Hey, one of the great things about starting off this year has been our sleep number bed.
Oh, so true. And this weekend we were able to really catch up on what it is to go through those holiday seasons. So and nothing but better than to be able to adjust your own sleep number bed. And my sleep number comfort zone is at 45. And happy to have this mattress in our lives.
Yeah, my sleep number.
It's our third person. It almost walks and talks.
Well, you obviously are talking and walking this morning. My sleep number setting is 40, and it hasn't changed for a while. But I tell you, with the new Sleep IQ technology that you can get with Sleep Number, this is a way to change your whole life and the way you sleep. Yeah, that's right. It's a Sleep IQ technology that you can get. It works with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how well you're sleeping. And you're going to see a correlation between your daily routines and nighttime sleep, so you can make adjustments to Sleep Number based on what you learn daily. It sends it to you on apps. I can't think of a better way to start this year out than to have really a great bed that you can sleep in. And, of course, it was named the best of 2014 by leading consumer magazines, of course, was Consumer Reports. And right now you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number 1-8 bed. How do you find it? Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Get into the Sleep Number store. Go see Brian and Janice. They'll show you how you can save hundreds of dollars, sleep on the best bed in America, made in America, and has a guarantee. Sleep Number.
All right. Bob, how was your weekend?
We took our time relaxing, started watching a show that actually Carl had recommended on Amazon, that being Deadwood, because we had finished up all of Rome. And so it's kind of nice going through these series that we missed in years past and just sort of binge watching.
What do you do? Where you hit that on Netflix or Hulu?
This is Amazon Prime, actually.
Amazon Prime. I'm thinking about that. You know, yeah. The thing is, we're looking at this. You know, Dave Ramsey is on our station now from 12 to 3. He's not an angry white man or an angry white girl ranting about things. This guy says his mantra is be free. Be free of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you become free of debt? And if you listen to him and you think, you know, the guy is, he's matter of fact, he just says, but it takes tough decisions. And so you have to take a look at, okay, with all this Hulu, is it Hulu? And Amazon.Prime and Netflix, you know, it's got all the shows. And then you have to ask yourself, really, what are you watching out there? And how many of those 863 channels are you truly watching?
Yeah.
And then you can cut back to say the ones that have your, you know, have your basics, you have your news, that, one station. But anyway, you can probably cut your bill in half.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Dave Ramsey, what he says is his whole mantra is become debt free.
Yeah.
Become debt free. Become debt free. And people call in and they, you know, I paid off $60,000 this year. I make $100,000 and paid off $60,000. If you think about that, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So you've got to make those sacrifices. So is it, and what you're talking about for like what, $19 a year or something?
It's $99 a year, but that's free shipping on a lot of products from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
And access to not only the Amazon catalog of movies, which is pretty extensive, but also a large portion of their books.
Which we may not find locally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because you want to, of course, shop locally.
Well, it's hard to get a digital book locally, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Well, I don't know about you.
Is this about Bigfoot?
No. Oh, this okay. is, well, you know what? That may be coming up later on. If I find something interesting about it, don't, you know, I won't hesitate.
This fisherman allegedly took a picture of Bigfoot. We can talk about that.
Maybe. Well, you know what? They just had speaking of big, they just had their largest fish that at market in Japan, $24,000.
$24,000 for a tuna. Yeah,
yep.
For a tuna.
So I don't know about you. To our listening audience, when you wake up this morning and you're out and about, but I have watched more football over the weekend than I have probably my entire life.
What's going
and
on?
And found
with
it
you?
Interesting.
About the playoffs.
I enjoyed the College Bowl. The two, I watched those back to back on January 1st. And then, yesterday we watched two games, which were very exciting. They're exciting from the onset. They were just like the best warriors going at it. And I love, you know, you can have snooze fest sometimes when you're watching sports. And, that's why I like UFC. I like, you know, I like a good fight if it's a good fight. You know, like both of them are so engaged and it's not just a kill. So I am not really for one team. I just like a good game. Back and forth. Reality happens. The best players can fumble. The best players can have something happen to them. So you just like to see, you know, something interesting happen. And I think we found that yesterday in probably 5 hours of ball.
Yeah. And, but, you know, the only time I really watch football or any sports is at the end of the season when it's kind of like the playoffs. Big controversy, of course, with the pass interference call that was then picked up and said, nope, that wasn't pass interference. That was something else. That wasn't anything.
Dropped the flags and picked up the flags.
They did that a couple of times. And I heard one of the commentators make a kind of interesting comment when he said, well, you know what? These officials have not worked together before. They bring them in from different, you know, the best, who are, you know, elected to be the best by the league as being, you know, fair and all this. But they haven't worked together as a team. And with that, they don't have that trust built up with each other saying, hey, I called this and it's good. So they're, you know, they're looking at the different calls. The guy up in the sky, the guy that works for the commentation, you know, working for the network who was a former referee says, you know, that was pretty much a real foul there. But then again, did it have a big say in the game? Did it change the game like some do? I'm not sure. Anyway, it was Dallas and Cincinnati. Dallas won. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. We come back, talk about a little girl that survived a plane crash. More on the land deal right here in Reading. And one last thing is, you know, Sarah Palin it does not back off. Does not back off. And this time she's taken PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. As she points out their hypocrisy. And we'll be right back. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a PETA, baby. Don't you know that I'm always the truth?
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bai. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bai. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bai. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, January the 5th. 7:19 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California, with Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors. And for a short, well, for a limited time, NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. If you already have your concealed carry permit and you want to get more into shooting and be more comfortable in carrying a concealed weapon, give them a call again for the advanced class that they teach. All right. There's, again, more on the land deal at with the city attorney and emails. The land deal, of course, what I'm talking about was in Measure B about selling the land to the McConnell Foundation. And it came out later on, and there's a lot of emails flying around, and one more time, that the clawback that the government wanted on this property was going to be like 70% of anything they make. Right now the city is going in and saying, hey, can we just want to substitute McConnell Foundation as a nonprofit for the city. And if that doesn't work, then what they'll do is just they'll hold the sale until until June 26th, and then it goes away anyway, and it still goes McConnell. The fact is that the McConnell Foundation, in terms of the sale, never was once put in there as for having to build a hotel. But then again, they're not building a hotel. It goes back. It's Turtle Bay building a hotel. And then the question, though, I think, and this is what all the allegations are coming up, is did the city attorney Duvernay lean toward the sale of the land, or was he totally unbiased? And was it his job to tell anyone beyond those engaged in the deal itself about the claim in the clawback? Mayor Bassetti, who was a member of that group, said, hey, look, I knew about it. I'm a member of the city council. I didn't tell anybody else because I didn't think it was important. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that it's that right there, Mayor Bassetti, or former Mayor Bassetti, who's no longer a member of the city council, took the shot. And the question, of course, is then did was, you know, all these other things that, oh, we're going to take a look, we're going to sue, we're going to do all this. Well, and it's probably going to happen. So now the next question is are they going to take it up higher headquarters and or higher up? Is there going to be lawsuits and what's going to happen? So that's going to be interesting. We're going to have Mike Warren on, and we'll get, of course, Tom Corrado or Andrew Meredith in. Also, Tom Corrado, along with Patrick Jones and Rob Burrows, what an eclectic mix that is, or have a Saturday show, or some sorry, Sunday show now from 11 to 12, Call It All In. So if you've got questions, it might be a good place to start is look at our archives. I'm sure they've been talking about them. All right. That thing about that little girl.
All right. So tell us about the 7-year-old who escaped on foot from a plane that went down.
It appears that in Kentucky, a 7-year-old girl was with her parents and an uncle or a cousin, and the plane crashed. Everybody on it was killed but her. And with her good arm, she got herself out of the plane. I guess, you know, I don't know if it was at night. It was at night. And she walked a mile to a farmhouse.
But she knew the plane was upside down, and she knew. She checked on her parents and knew.
They were dead.
Somehow, she just knew they were dead.
Yeah. And so then she went to for help, or to be helped, climbed down a 12-foot gully back up.
In the dark.
In the dark. It was all told in the dark through the woods, and found this farmer's house. And he heard his dogs barking. He goes to his door, and he's this little girl with a bloody nose and horrible scratches all over her arms and legs and bloody. And she said, the plane crashed. My mommy and daddy are dead. And
the police commissioner from the area was trying to tell the story to give
up
a public statement. You can tell he was just
very emotional.
I guess I would think that, you know, you have a daughter, you have a granddaughter. One would definitely feel like what the trauma must be for this little 7-year-old daughter to girl to have experienced it. What a little fighter to think, and just how tragic. But anyway, that is in the news. Another thing that's happening in the news, which is very interesting, there's these thieves that are going around and stealing wine. Now, you would think wine, you know, it's not $2 chuck, it's not Gallo, you know. Police have urged fine dining establishments in the San Francisco Bay Area to be on guard against thieves targeting wine that costs as much as $15,000 a bottle. Now, you wonder why you have these wine collectors, and you go and you watch some of these movies, or maybe you've actually known people or have been down to these cellars where there's still dust on these, you know, from 1930, you know, and these wines that are just, the latest restaurant targeted over the New Year's holiday was the internationally esteemed French Laundry in Yountville. Now, if you've never been to the French Laundry, I've known people that have been on the waiting list 6 months to come to this restaurant. or go to this restaurant. Authorities and wine experts told the San Francisco Chronicle that thieves are mainly snatching a specific make of expensive French Burgundy. San Francisco wine dealer Justin Grover told the newspaper that thieves sawed through the metal bars of this store last year to get the Domaine de la Romane Conti.
Anyway,
so they knew what they were going for.
Of course, so it's $15,000
bucks a bottle.
Wow. You know that?
I mean, I know there's bottles of wine that go for $30,000. They're like a car, like an expensive car.
Want to see me open that up with a sword and I knock the top of it off? I can do that.
Here's another one. Okay, you go first.
No, you go on.
I'm just talking about, you know, here's something that I want to say. When you're traveling on a plane, I think the number one thing that you need to think of before you is to bring water with you. Never assume you're going to get it, okay? And bring your snacks, like, say, nuts, protein bar. Bring something, because here are this is another one out of hundreds of air travelers landed in San Francisco safe but irritated after a 28-hour overseas flight. They say included 12 hours on a tarmac in the Middle East without food or accurate flight information. Of course, the tempers grew short on Etihad Airways Flight 183 when fog in the city of Abu Dhabi delayed takeoff for a half day. Passengers told San Francisco broadcaster they kept telling us that we were going to leave, you know, 15 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now, 30 minutes from now. So flight attendants eventually passed out sandwiches and water after some people made a fuss over the lack of food. Well, you know what? This is where you're in control. You may not be in control of the flight. You may not be in control of the conditions, but you can only be in control of what you have. It's kind of like your go bag. Remember, Carl, when we went up to the mountains, we take a go bag with us. And the next go bag that we are going to have is warm clothing, because we've got everything that if we had 3 days, we couldn't get anywhere. We have 3 days in a go bag.
We had also a huge bag with warm clothing because we had all the stuff.
Well, of course, it's the one place I can pull out my fur, because, you know, I can look at PETA and say yes, and I love every single one of the pelts I'm wearing.
And speaking of PETA, Trig, who is the 6-year-old child with Down syndrome, they took a photo of him standing on – he stepped on a big black lab when he reached up to get onto the sink. And PETA says, does not believe that people – simply believes that people shouldn't step on dogs. Now, this is the second thing they said. The first thing they said, it's odd that anyone, let alone a mother, would find it appropriate to post such a thing with no apparent sympathy for the dog at the photo. Then again, PETA, along with everyone else, is used to hard-hearted, seemingly oblivious of this bizarrely callous woman who actually thought it appropriate to be filmed while turkeys were being slaughtered behind her in full view of the camera. Of course, they're talking about Sarah Palin. And what Palin comes back and says, she pointed to a photo posted on the Ellen DeGeneres Show of a child using a dog as a step, and President Barack Obama's admission that he ate dog meat and enjoyed it as a child in Indonesia as proof of PETA's hypocrisy. Did you get all wee-weed up when she posted this sweet picture? She asked, and did you get as crazy when your heroic man of the lifetime, Barack Obama, revealed he actually enjoyed eating dog meat? Whoa! I mean, so she went back at him. And, you know, frankly, she's right. You know, if you're going to be – if you know what, PETA? If you're going to be against one person doing something – need to be against everybody doing something, not just the ones that you just disagree with. And she says it's the same anti-beef screamers blogging this from their comfy leather office chairs wrapped in their fashionable leather belts above their kicking new leather pumps you bought because your celebrity idols who sport fur and crocodile purses grinned in a tabloid. Yeah, you know, I don't hear him talking about people.
Well, that was pretty good. That was a good comeback.
Well, you know what? Here's one thing. It's one thing to go after a person, but you've got to go after everybody. If you're going to go after one, you've got to go after everybody. And, of course, they don't, because PETA, you know, picks its friends. And, of course, PETA does not mean people eating tasty animals. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bond.
We have a very special guest coming up.
We do, and it's been a while since he's been here. We'll be right back.
So far away, somebody told me this is the place.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is January the 5th, the first full week of 2015. 7:34 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. In fact, it's going to be warmer for the next couple of days. Hopefully some rain coming in at the end of the week. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, you may have missed Christmas, but Leonard says, this is how you make up for it. For, you know, if you've made a mistake, you got Valentine's Day. Yeah, there you go. Go right down to 2225 Hilltop Drive right across from Sierra Gibbs. Talk to Leonard and his associates down there. They have got all types of jewelry, all types of great jewelry. 46 years in the business and sales going on all the time. Not just at Christmas, but sales going on all the time. Buys and sells gold. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750. Oh, open from 9:30
I'm excited
to 4
to,
every day except Saturday and Sunday.
To take my grandmother's – I took my grandmother's watch in there, and my mom, I haven't told her yet that he fixed it. So my mom's just had it probably in this red bag for I don't know how long. And she said, this is my your grandmother's watch. She and I used to wear it all the time in high school, and I just loved it. And the latch was broken and the battery, you know, anyway, long story. He called the other day and it's fixed. So when I go there in a couple weeks, because my parents are going to be moving, so I'm going to be assisting them a little bit. I can't wait to surprise her with the fixed watch. Anyway, so that's the kind of things that you can get done and know that it's going to be done swiftly and correctly and safely. So with us today, very excited. What's happened to time? I'm not really sure, but we need you more in our lives. And somehow it's like we closed our eyes and a year and a half or something went by. But with us is Mr. Warrenius, and we call him the Worm Guy.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Good morning. Appreciate it. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, if anybody knows more, you know, when the first time we had you on many years ago, said, how long can we talk about worms? Well, as it turns out, we could have talked for 3 days.
Soil
and worms.
Soil, yes.
Okay, now it is really at the height of winter.
Yes, it is.
What can we do to get ready for spring planting?
Well, there's several different things. Main thing is to improve the biology, the chemistry of the physics. The first thing I would do is have the soil tested and get it ready for, you know, the coming year.
How do you get it tested?
Well, you can go to, the place I go to is LoganLabs.com.
Logan Labs.
LoganLabs.com. They're located back east, I think, Iowa or Ohio. And for $30, I believe it is, you can have your soil tested.
Wow.
And with that test, that will tell you if you're lacking anything regarding the chemistry. You know, your magnesium, potassium, calcium, sodium, any of those kind of things. And it's good to know where you're to start from so you know where to go to. So if you have your soil tested and you get a test back and you look at it and you go, oh, my, what are all these numbers mean? Well, you can either bring it to somebody that really knows what they're doing, perhaps one of the garden stores, or you can send it to Mike Astera at soilminerals.com. Mike Astera will decipher the soil test that you get from Logan Labs and will tell you what to add and how much of what. And he can either do it on a synthetic basis or an organic basis. He can do it 1,000 square feet or acres, however you want to do it. The guy is very, very qualified, and that is a really big step to begin getting ready for your garden.
So the second place you send it after Logan Labs is called, can you spell that out?
Soil Minerals, S-O-I-L. Minerals.
Oh, Soil Minerals.
Soilminerals.com.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where you send it to after you've gone to Logan Labs, and
yes,
then they can break down you need a little bit more of
this
calcium
or
right, whatever the stuff is, which is nice because if you're starting to get ready to think about a garden and grow organically, I know a lot of people are really trying to invest now in, I have this little patch of land. I don't want to go to the store. I don't even know what I'm going to get when I get to the store, but if I grow my own,
right,
I know what I'm getting.
Right, right. And what we want to do, we want to start thinking in terms of nutrient-dense organics, not just pure organics. Organics means you're not using chemicals or GMOs. But we want to go a step beyond and start using nutrient-dense minerals in our soil. The food that we eat today doesn't near have the quality and the quantity of minerals that we used to have. So we got to put all those minerals back. When we were gardening or farming, we were actually mining minerals out of the soil, and we can deplete the soil of all these nutrients. So we got to make sure we have them all back, and not just all back, but in the right ratios. Your calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, these are all positive charged little ions, and we want to make sure we have all those in the right proportions, and that will correct your pH factor also.
Now, how hard is it to do that?
It's not hard at all. You just get your soil test, have the recommendations, add what, you know, is recommended, and you're basically ready to go. That takes care of the chemistry part. Now we have to go to the biology part. Biology part is all your bacteria, your fungi, protozoa, nematodes, all these little microanthropods, macroanthropods, all the living entities in the soil. And all those guys, what they do is they take stuff from the minerals that is in your soil and convert it to a form that the plant can take up. And that's why we have to have lots and lots of biology in the soil.
Question for you, kind of going back to what something that triggered a thought in my what you were talking about, that we don't have the same nutrients. Yes. When you look back on our parents' generation, you know, my mom's from Iowa, Carl's Kentucky, Midwest, you know, you start to think about they grew up with vegetable gardens. They didn't have a lot of obesity. They didn't have a lot of, it seemed, as many diseases. What happened with this is a 2-point question. What happened with that? Maybe that's still rich in Iowa, I'm not sure. And what do you see perhaps in the fact that we're in the Redding area, maybe with the mining or with the mountain runoff? What are you seeing here that's maybe lacking, that maybe isn't the same kind of soil edge as they would have back maybe in a different state?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Throughout the United States, there's over 19,000 different types of soil. That's amazing. 19,000 just blows me away. And we're dealing either with sandy clay or clay soil or sandy soil. And we want to bring it into alignment where we have about a third silt, a third sand, and a third clay with the right amount of minerals, nutrients in it. Now, back when Mom and Pa, you know, when they were younger, that was before we started having synthetic chemicals and stuff, before we started destroying the soil food web. The soil food web is a complex matrix of all the living entities in the soil. And when we start using synthetic fertilizers, that starts destroying all that life in the soil. And we don't have all the micronutrients near like we used to, the copper, the iron, the zinc, and all these things. And because we use these synthetics, we also throw out of whack the ratio of all of these elements that we need. So it's a very multi-pronged problem. But the main thing is to improve the soil. Mao Zedong, a great leader in China, once said that a country is only strong as its ability to feed itself. And we need to ponder that, how strong our country is relating to the food that we can provide. Also, Luther Burbank, a great American horticulturalist, said a country will only last as long as its topsoil. Right after World War II, we started using a lot of synthetics, and our topsoil has been diminished greatly ever since. We lose about 1% of our topsoil every year, starting about 1950, 1960, so we have less than 50%.
Why is it leaving?
We lose it to either erosion, pollution. Those are the two big things, and you know, the smog. Everything, it all has an effect on the soil. The soil is a footing, the foundation for everything. Everything, we are the result of our soil. We are what we eat. Our houses, everything we play, our boats, everything originally comes from the soil. So we have to take great consideration on how we approach the problem of our soil. Luther Burbank, I think, said a country will only last as long as its topsoil. So we have to save our topsoil. Everybody that has a front yard or backyard, start thinking organic. You know, quit putting chemicals and pesticides, herbicides on the soil.
Yeah. So forget that Roundup.
Ooh, Roundup.
Okay,
GMOs.
I'm sorry. Tell us about Roundup, because that's the quick fix.
Well, Roundup, the main function purpose of Roundup is destroy weeds. And it's made so as to not destroy other plants, our edible plants. Well, the reason we have GMOs is because Roundup will not destroy the GMOs. If somebody would come up with a really easy-to-make robot that could pull weeds, we wouldn't need Roundup anymore, and therefore we would not need any more GMOs. So anyway, if there's somebody out there good making robots, make us a robot that pulls weeds.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Ken Warrenius, the worm master.
And if you want to place a call, too, 605-45-670, if you have a question for Ken.
Yes.
This is good stuff. This is juicy stuff. Let's take a break. KCNR 1460. Come back and see me. 3 days to living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:46 in the morning, 37 degrees out there, January the 5th, 2015. I'm going to keep saying 2015 so we get it in our heads. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning to our chat room with SJL and Onion Grower and, I'm sorry, LJS. How did I get that? Sun
good
Gold
morning.
Angel. Good morning, everybody.
It's Monday. Hope to see you tomorrow.
It's, yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have Tobacco and Brew located at 2143 Hilltop Drive with the finest coffees made that you can have. 37 degrees. You should wrap your little hands around those coffees that are any type you could possibly want. You know, the, the cafes, the lattes, the espressos, all of those. And at very, very reasonable prices. And walk next door to the finest humidor in California, serving the finest in your tobacco needs, with all of these rated highly by Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts and are always respected. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Ken Walrenius is our guest and the worm guy who is here, and he's talking about how to get your, how to, you know, make sure your soil is ready. We've talked about how planting and how GMO and all maybe getting away from natural foods may have caused an uptick in autism, along with a couple other things.
At the break,
it's possible. I can't say I've read any stories or studies.
But getting away from natural foods, feeding ourselves all these processed foods for so many years.
Rich in nutrients.
Things that we never saw back when we were children.
Yes.
That we see now, you know, in kids. I mean, maybe it was just because the communication system is so much better now that the kids were having these problems back then, but I don't remember kids in classes.
No, no. The studies show that the health of the population is definitely declining.
Well, let's just look at the picture in our head of when we watch a game, perhaps, and you see all these giant, you know, burrito mixed with something at Taco Bell, and they're on the subway with these huge things on their face, and that's a visual of what you're supposed to be eating. When I grew up, if you got a TV dinner, that was a huge treat.
I loved them.
I loved them too because they had the little applesauce in it, and it was just kind of neat, you know, the way they looked and everything. But you were, that was just, no, that wasn't not an everyday. We did not have drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm.
So everything really was, you know, you had your milk delivered. I mean, I sound like I, you know, but still, you know,
50 years ago.
Yeah, I'm 56. So let's talk about it was the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. Mm-hmm. You know, agricultural business has changed dramatically. We've gone from small farms to much, much bigger farms. And they use lots and lots of chemicals, you know, to make farming easier. You can't blame the guys for that. But they use GMOs and a lot of chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, miticides, fungicides, all these things. And they all destroy the soil food web, which helped get the minerals into the food in the first place. So we have a lot of empty calories out there, so to speak.
Let's talk worms.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Now, we've got a few minutes left.
We call you the worm guy.
The worm guy.
Now, this is because you're down at the
Farmers
markets, and you sell a couple things there. You sell worms?
I sell worms.
And?
Worm castings.
Worm castings. And
actively aerated compost tea. And I also do microscopic.
And that is not something you drink.
Tea for your plants.
Tea for your plants.
And I also do microscopic evaluations of guys that make tea to test for their bacteria fungi ratio and their protozoa count and things like that.
Now, let's start with worms.
Yes.
Okay, worms aren't just worms, right?
Oh, gosh, no. There's over 4,000 different kind of worms. Some worms, the longest worm ever found was about 20 feet in South Africa. That's a big worm, 20-something feet.
Are you sure that wasn't like a python?
I was just going to say something else, but it was gross for the air. Go ahead.
And some worms in our garden go up and down, and some worms go back and forth.
Okay, now, some worms go up and down,
right,
which aerates the soil up and down.
Well, that's part of the function.
Vertically. And then the other ones go horizontally.
Horizontally, and generally reside in the top 6 inches or so, whereas the worms that go up and down, like your night crawlers, they can have a hole quite deep, surprisingly deep, depending on the soil content. And their function is to bring calcium, magnesium, easily soluble products back up to the surface of the soil so the plants can use them.
When you look at this stuff and when you talk about this, Ken, do you just look at it's miraculous?
Oh, well,
our universe.
Yes.
Before
yes.
we start to destroy it, our human body is a miracle.
Absolutely.
When you start to talk about, you know, always think about the human body, how it fixes itself, and if you treat it right, it's amazing, you know, when you get a cut and how you scab up and all that. So when you talk
about...
You know,
when I saw you the first time, I thought it was a miracle.
So when you talk about... I'm blushing. When you talk about the soil like that and these worms, they were created... you know, our universe was created, and you talk
very
about
symbiotic.
These worms that go up and down and worms that go back and forth. I've never heard of this.
And everything has a function.
Wow.
The world, the wheel turns and the river flows.
Worm castings is worm poop.
Right? Worm poop, yes.
Now,
yes.
What do worms eat?
Well, okay, first of all worm poop is not the same. Okay?
Of course not.
You have manure-based castings, or you can have cellulose-based castings, or a combination of the two. Manure-based castings is castings where the worms were fed straight manure, and you'll find the vast majority of the castings that we get are of that source. Then we have cellulose-based castings, which are vegetable material, and they're fed that. And
after I put worms into the soil,
you
give me the horizontal runners and the ones that go vertically, do I have to feed them?
You have to, if you want them to stay around, you got to have organic material around. That's what they eat. Actually, the worms don't eat the organic material. What they do is they open their mouth and they slough off the microbial soup that is forming on the outside of the organic material. Mm-hmm. They ingest this bacteria, fungi, and protozoa, and they squeeze their tummies real tight, and they pop the protozoa and the other things. But the protozoa is what they really like the best, and they metabolize juices that come from the protozoa.
I remember seeing Bette Midler in concert. We talked about this once. I saw her in concert. We saw her in Vegas when she came and right up to Celine Dion. But I saw her, I think it was in Sacramento, and I remember her saying, I am so into composting.
Oh, yes.
That is my big deal this year is I'm composting. And I went, what?
Yeah, composting is really, really important. That is the way that we take organic material, whether it be manure or cellulose-based material, and we break it down into the simplest form. And we're trying to break it down to a form called humus. And humus is a very complex molecular structure compound that has, we don't even know what all the things are in it. But it is generally a negative electrical charge particle in the soil that attracts positively charged elements like your calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. And that's why it's very important to have humus. Also, it provides food for the microbes.
How do you put, how do you make a compost?
Oh, boy.
Because it's not easy.
We've got four minutes
at the very most.
Okay, compost. Go. Compost is very, very important. Let me just share real quick what I do. I got a black ABS culvert, 20 foot long, 30 inches in diameter, put paddles on the inside, little shelves, and I put on wheels so I can turn this big thing one turn every day. And it's at an angle. And it rotates in place. And I put all my raw material at the upper end, which is about a foot or so higher than the other end. I turn it one turn every day. In about 20, 25 days, I have compost coming out the end. We have thermolytic compost. We have static compost. There's a lot of different kind of compost.
We have a question here.
Yes.
Compost guy.
Yes.
If you put compost around your plants and water it in, are the results the same as applying compost tea?
The results are the same, but it takes a lot longer. Never put compost or mulch right up close to the base of the plant because that encourages fungi growth and that may harm, the plant.
Oh, okay. Now, you can make your own compost. We're going to bring you back again. We're going to have a whole day on making a compost.
Gosh.
I know it sounds funny, but.
No!
Because we are this year, because this is one of the things the list is, I'm going to tear out this whole bunch of shrubs in the backyard, and I've shown Linda where they're going to be.
Been saying that now for 2 years.
I've been saying it for 5 years.
Good things take time.
I'm saying it right. 5 years, so the gardener who does nothing much more than blow and mow.
Well, but he shows up, and at least he's dependable.
He shows up every Monday.
Bless
I'm
his
going
heart.
To, we're going to cut his,
totally.
Cut the, have him cut that down. I may have, just, we
dig
just
it
dig
out.
It out. Then I'm going to build a tomato and all these other things. But to
raise bed.
Compost tea, which is something you make.
Yes.
What is that?
Compost tea is like a liquid compost. Mm-hmm. It has copious quantities of bacteria, fungi, and protozoa, all the microbes that you need to create nutrients for the plant or create the ability for the nutrients mm-hmm. to become available. Anybody can make compost tea. You don't have to buy it from me. You can go to online, go to Google, and just type in actively aerated compost tea.
We like to shop local, stay local.
Oh, well, that's good, yeah. But everybody can make it themselves in a 5 gallon bucket. You just put a lot of air into it. You put some compost, worm castings, a little food for the microbes like some molasses, sea kelp, fish hydrosolate, and just a few of these things, and you aerate it really, really, really well.
How do you aerate it?
With an air pump, super strong aquarium pump.
Yeah.
You want lots of air going through there so it stays aerobic, because we want aerobic microbes, not anaerobic.
Now, right. Here's the important thing.
Yes.
If somebody buys this from you, which they can,
mm-hmm.
you'll deliver it. Right?
Yes.
Or they can pick it up. They've got to use it right then.
Yes. Yeah. Because
this is not something you hold for 2 or 3 days.
No. It has to be utilized right away. I go out and spray orchards, vineyards, and gardens.
Oh,
and stuff
really?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got a big gallon and 300 feet of hose and pumps.
Oh,
and
my goodness. So people use your expertise as a service.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, Ken, the worm guy. is that we're going to, I'm going for it this
we're
year.
We're going to get all you right. back in our lives, buddy.
You're going to be back in our lives.
And,
we're gonna give our
best to Connie because we love her too.
I'm going to have the largest tomatoes and cucumbers and.
Yeah, we need that.
I want to get some like blueberries.
My dad's a farmer.
And I want to do all those things.
We
like
go home and zucchinis and.
Zucchinis.
And love healthy. To give it. You love to give it away if you've had.
I want so many tomatoes. I'll be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Nutrition dense.
And then we're going to grow a calf.
Cilantro. You can do cilantro and herbs and all that stuff that you know. You think you go and you can't really. You get somewhat of a smell of it after it's been in the grocery store, but not like you just pull it out with onions. Oh. And my mouth's starting to water. You are a guru, and you. How do people get a hold of you? And when do you start the farmer's market again?
I start farmer's market. About the first week of April, everything will be available then. The worms, the castings, right now I'm just kind of in a hold pattern. My number is 243-2836 or number 2-HEAVEN. HEAVEN, 2-HEAVEN.
Okay, that's your website?
That's your number.
That's my number. Get a hold of me there.
Okay,
number
do you have a website?
ReddingCompostTea.com.
ReddingCompostTea.com. Yes, he is a wonderful man. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you very much
it
for having
me. It
won't
be the only time we're going to get you a few more times as we get closer.
Thank you.
This
you
morning.
Are great. It's never
time
boring.
To get ready.
Never boring. Hey, look, you know what? Can you talk about worms for an hour? Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay.
A couple hours.
Hey, when we come back after the news break, we're going to have Enjoy the magazine. What's happening in the North State this month? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, married 7 years.
We'll be right. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Parts of the country getting their first big dose of winter weather over the weekend. More on the way, according to forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
We have one surge of cold high pressure that has already moved southward into the United States, and we anticipate another one moving southward by midweek to reinforce what was there originally. And then by the end of the week, yet another one pressing southward. So it does look like the whole week's going to be below average for areas to the east of the Rocky Mountains.
In Black Duck, Minnesota, this convenience store clerk's already got a first-hand dose of the cold weather.
You're just chilled. I mean, you're just always stuff getting warm, even after you get inside. You know, your feet stay kind of cold.
Parts of North Dakota and Minnesota expected to see wind chills as low as 50 degrees below zero through the morning hours today. Could be a cold shoulder or a lot of cold shoulders on Capitol Hill that President Obama has to worry about most in the coming new year. Now with Republicans in charge on Capitol Hill, more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Back in Washington after a two-week vacation, the president is getting ready to try and set the agenda for 2015. He'll roll out new executive steps and proposals for Congress this week on home ownership, higher education, and manufacturing jobs. But Republicans have different ideas. They plan an all-out offensive against the president's policies on immigration, foreign policy, and the environment. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
It's that time of year, time for the Consumer Electronics Show out at Las Vegas. Technology expert Robin Roskin says the gadget show is really the hub of most innovation in a year's time.
You will see new product announcements, but also new technologies revealed. 150,000 some odd attendees, 3,000 new products announced.
Booming auto sales last year for some car makers, Nissan and Honda, reporting U.S. sales numbers that pushed both Japanese companies to record numbers for all of 2014. This is SRN News.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The GOP may need to make more room for another hat in the ring politically.
Saturday was the last installment of Fox News political commentator and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee's show, which now opens speculation about his plans for another White House bid. Huckabee had been on the air for the last 6 years, having run for the Republican nomination in 2008 when the GOP selected John McCain. Meanwhile, Huckabee says he won't make any decisions until the spring. Stay tuned. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
Vice President Joe Biden will be among those attending today's wake for New York's three-term governor, Mario Cuomo. The visitation for Cuomo being held this afternoon and evening in Manhattan, with the actual funeral set for tomorrow. Cuomo's own son, the current governor of the state, is delaying his State of the State address this week until later in the month out of honor for all the events. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 9 points Friday. It opened at 17,833 with a little bit of momentum this first full trading week, but it's down about 200 points. This is SRN News. A massive wildfire raging out of control across farms and woodlands in southern Australia. Southern Australia Premier Jay Weatherall says that the wildfires have created dangerous conditions, even though at the moment some crews seem to have the upper hand on some of the fires.
There remains a very clear danger. There are a number of flare-ups across the fire ground. A number of very large trees have either fallen or continue to burn and may fall.
And he spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Hundreds of air travelers landed in San Francisco safe but irritated after a 28-hour overseas flight. They say included 12 hours on a tarmac in the Middle East without food or accurate flight information of any kind.
They kept telling us that we were going to leave, you know, 15 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now, 30 minutes from now, for 12 hours.
That's Thomas Piani, a passenger who was interviewed when they finally arrived in San Francisco by KGO-TV. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. January the 5th, 2015. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it is 8:06 in the morning, and the weather is going to be...
Well, we're currently at 40 degrees in the downtown studios. We have a mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 64, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 43. Now, people are talking about rain. Well, gosh, I said 40, but you just pulled up. It says 36.3. We're all over the map here, but, you know, we either go from the airport to downtown, and there is a variation of about 5 degrees. Mostly sunny throughout the week. It looks like Thursday night there will be scattered showers. So hopefully we have that rain coming back. And there you go with our short forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, where they're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-37-93. On the phones, we've got Terry. What's happening at the tea party tonight, Terry?
Hey, happy 4 days after anniversary, you two.
Well, thank you.
Oh, we still like each other.
Okay, I'm going to tell on you both. What happened, guys, is during the break when Bob had me on hold, I could hear Linda laughing and Carl laughing. What were you two doing during the break?
You mean that's all you could hear was the laughing?
Yeah, well.
Thank God.
What do I say about that?
We were making hand gestures because we have Enjoy here.
James Masada.
And Rhonda Ball.
And Rhonda Ball. James brings out, there's a certain quality in Linda and James when they get together. It's like compost tea. It's all types of protons, electrons, and things they say to each other that Rhonda and I sit here, we just turn our head to the side and go,
I never say it on the air.
That's why I was, you know, I was like, did he hear that?
Yes.
We don't have like the outtakes of the bot show.
Yes, oh, I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight at the tea party, we're going to be talking about CARB, and we're going to be talking about coordination and CARB, and we're going to be talking about a lot of these different issues that are happening. The other thing we're going to be talking about is the front page article. Now, I don't know if you discussed that. You probably did.
I did.
I woke
we
up
talked
at
7:30
this morning.
Yeah, we talked about that, and there's a lot of things to this. It's still going on. And,
well,
and now it's front page. Yeah.
The programs you had on Sunday, especially Meredith and Corrado, they certainly went into this in detail.
Yeah, that's all in. That's that show from 11 to 12. But then again, we also have Jefferson State of Mind. It starts off on Sundays. And then Sovereign Minds. Then, of course, All In with Patrick Jones, Tom Corrado, and Rob Burrows. And then from 12 to 2, We the People. I mean, it's it's every Sunday, and you can get a real good feel of everything that's going on around our Northern California and the nation.
Well, Gary Cadd's going to come in and shed a little more light on this stuff, too, tonight. I'm sure Patrick will be there. But I encourage everybody to come out because we need to be talking about this CARB situation.
It's bad.
And we also need to be talking about what's going on in our city. Anyway, it's tonight, 2570 Bonneview Road. That's at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m.
Okay, big guy. Hey, thanks a lot, Ter.
Have fun, you too.
Hey, happy
All right,
New Year.
Thank All right. you. Happy okay. New Year.
Hey, here, before we get started, let's talk about a few things that are happening around our area here. On January the 10th, this weekend, at the Community Center at the City of Shasta Lake, they are having the Chili Cook-Off and Roast of the Chief. That's right, 4 to 5 p.m. Chili Cook-Off Tasting, 6 to 7 p.m. Chili Cook-Off Winners Announced and Dinner, and 7 to 8 p.m. Farewell Roasting of the Fire Chief Adrian Rogers. $5 buys either a chili taste around or one dinner or a bowl of chili and bread. Tickets are available at the Big Dipper Restaurant there in City of Shasta Lake, the Shasta Lake Chiropractic, and the Shasta Lake Getaway Library. For more information, see the Facebook page for Shasta Lake Getaway Library. All proceeds benefit the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. Now, if you picked up a new puppy or kitty at Christmas, you can,
you can. And you're scooping lots of poop.
And you go, oh, where am I going to get my puppy or my kitty fixed? Well, you head on down to Haven Humane during the month of January at Happy Neuter Year, $20. And you can get your male dog or cat fixed. Male dog or cat fixed, not your not females. Is it just males? It must be easier to clip a male than it is to fix
wow.
a female.
It is.
Okay. See, what's the last thing I have here? Oh, of course, it's you can get your Reading Rodeo Association is, you know, the rodeo, yes, is in May, May 13th through the 16th, but you can buy tickets now. Go to readingrodeo.com and select the Buy Tickets Now option at the top of the screen or call the ticket office at 241-8559. Save money on your tickets. You're going to go to the rodeo. I mean, everybody goes to the rodeo. You go to the rodeo?
Yep.
You go to the rodeo.
She's dead.
Rhonda is Rhonda goes to rodeo. Bob goes to rodeo. I go to rodeo. Everybody goes to rodeo. Buy your tickets now.
We have to pace ourselves that week.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, okay. Now, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire.
You know. Welcome, and you're celebrating your 100th issue and your 10th year.
Yes. Well, no, 8 years. Eight years in October.
Okay.
Our 100th issue.
Your 100th issue. I don't know where I got the 10th anniversary, but I love the front cover of your magazine. This is an illustration.
Mm-hmm, by and Jefferson Thomas.
Jefferson Thomas, and you've got the geese, you've got the farm, you've got the fish, you've got the rodeo guy, you've got, you know, the skateboarder and all the things from the North State that are just absolutely wonderful. Like, and the winery with the monks. This is just adorable.
He did a nice job. We really like it, yeah.
I even love the telescopes up in the mountain talking to the UFOs.
SETI. Yeah. The rainbow, and again, the golfing, all the beautiful things
there.
Here.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So it's just a little bit of fun, a little departure.
Eagle on top of the tree, you know, of course. But boy, the eagles have been like flying over 44 like nobody's business lately.
Are they both back? Have they,
I don't know.
I've seen one, but I don't know if they're both back.
I don't know. We've just had sightings. Well, welcome again.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about January 2015.
It's a we're off and running.
Here we go.
Okay,
we go.
You know, I actually brought.
You know what? Yes, that's what I was going to say. You brought. I was looking at mine, and I thought.
This is a copy of the new magazine down in Central Valley.
Because I saw the date on it, and it said January 2015. I thought, oh, gosh,
do we
have late ones here?
Wasn't somebody talking about this recently? They talked about, maybe it was in the chat pack, they talked about they were in Visalia, and they talked about the Enjoy, and they were all excited about the correlation.
Because our store, we have a store in Visalia now.
Yes.
And it's done so well in such a short period of time that Monica Fatika, who operates and runs the store for us, is actually Looks like she may be signing a lease on a brand new building. We're actually already moving into a larger location.
Fantastic. Well, that's what happens when there's magic.
I like the one advertisement. The old buckaroo. The old buckaroo. I have no idea what it is. It may be an old guy that just sits out on a sled all day long, but it's probably not.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. Isn't it a restaurant? Mm-hmm. The old buckaroo. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what we need here. We need an old buckaroo restaurant. You walk in, sawdust on the floors. All you can get is steak and beans. You ask for salad, they bring in some shrubbery and put it in front of you. And if you ask for well done, they bring in an old boot.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's what it is. And beer, wine, and pot of beans and a steak.
Yep.
Maybe a potato.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for
Charge
you.
Extra.
Like, even though we're looking at 2015,
mm-hmm.
If you mind going back to what Christmas mm-hmm. and the store mm-hmm. and how you had so many items and it was so wonderful to go in there and do some stocking stuffers. How was the? We have just a couple of minutes before we have to take a break. Mm-hmm. But from you, every time I was in there, you were physically in there.
Oh yeah, I didn't leave. I didn't have a day off in over 45 days.
Okay,
yep.
That was amazing.
Commitment. Christmas is, you know, as a retailer, Christmas is key to the success of the business. And so, you know, all of our staff was in there working very hard.
What happened for you this year, 2014, in the Enjoy store downtown Reading?
It was awesome. I mean, we've had growth, continued growth. Christmas was spectacular. You know, I have nothing negative to say other than, you know, it was really a great effort by our staff and then obviously all the vendors. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work for them to do what they do as well and to continue to supply because many of them do shows and things like that, but then they're supplying us as well because we're kind of for them all year long. So they're having to really ramp up. And then when we go through the volumes that we do at Christmas, you know, they're in their shops and their garages and all the different locations that they work at. Many of them, this is their, you know, their love, their passion, their hobby, and not their main job. So, you know, it takes a lot away from their personal time during the holidays to be able to supply us, which we really appreciate. So, yeah.
Well, and you also gift wrapped while we were there. We felt like it was a well-oiled wheel that we went
well,
in, and it just was
Claudia, and
my goodness,
Lana were there.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, they call themselves James's Angels.
we're going to take a break, but first we want to finish up with a something that kind of explains the Enjoy story.
Ah, yes. It's awesome. We're not menacing, though.
That's right. This is James Masada, Redding's answer to Darth Vader. Enjoy the Empire. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, January the 5th, 2015, 36.5 degrees out there. Getting up to 64 today. It's kind of unusually warm weather, but that's going to be great for the next 2 or 3 days. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Still 37 degrees out there. Is your heater working? Are the air ducts working? Are the all the filters clean? Are you getting a bang for your buck? You need to have somebody check them. Call our friends Martin at Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Got an emergency? Give him a call, 221-2642. He'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to make sure that you're warm this winter. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Great people.
All right, with us this morning is Rhonda Ball and James Masada, of course, our Enjoy segment. We love that, the first Monday of every month. We're celebrating 100 issues of Enjoy. We've talked about the store and Visalia, with Visalia's store opening and the new magazine from Visalia. But, Rhonda, let's talk about, we're going to go through the magazine, which we do, and some of the highlights so we know, gosh, what's happening in January and some of the facts here.
Well, I really love this issue because, first of all, we have a picture of every single cover we've done. There's 100 covers on the in the front of the magazine.
Secrets uncovered.
And there are some secrets that many people don't know. Some of the Photoshop work that was done on some of these covers, like we had to paint flowers on a dress because the actual cover was really plain.
Yeah.
There is we've used different family members for the covers. Kara Stewart, who takes most of our covers, has taken 70 out of the 100.
I didn't realize that she had taken that many.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. James Masada actually was our the very first few covers. We used stock photos, but then James was our cover photo person.
I was the cover girl.
Yeah, so he took some of the photos.
You were holding that very small.
But it became
that 1 gallon hat, right?
But it became so much work. So fortunately, we found Kara. And so it's just kind of a neat little thing. Some of the Photoshop work that we've done, some of the mistakes, and some of the people that are on our covers.
It's kind of our little blooper section.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And then on the next page after that, we have a few more tidbits that I think is pretty interesting. One that I really love is that Michelle Adams and Yvonne Mazzotta, who are the owners, as well as James and myself and Michael O'Brien and Lana Grandforce, who does our recipes, we all work together at KMS for a combined total of 102 years. So I really love that.
You know what's beautiful
about... And
we're
not even old.
Do you know what's really beautiful about that is that you worked together for a company years ago, and this nucleus of... there's got to be a friendship and a respect.
And a family type.
Yes, yeah. To take it's and create something which, you know, and we understand that as a business, that there's a lot of stress. You have to have an understanding and know that your family has an understanding of the hours it takes to launch.
Right.
Yeah, and that's key what you're saying. I mean, because even with family members, you know, to tolerate each other and our little idios, because I have a bag full of them. I mean, I'm not easy to be around.
Oh, really?
You know, what possessed you all to start a magazine? Did you, and then did the magazine build the store, or was that always in your business plan? Here we all were working in soap.
It wasn't right? in the business plan originally, but it came in my mind fairly quickly.
Well, but what possessed you all, the four of you or five of you that were working at KMS?
We worked at KMS, and then my father sold the company. And then we found ourselves having to find, you know, basically they say nothing's going to change in a buyout.
I didn't know your father owned the company there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
My father was the founder.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where, yeah.
That KMS building we went and looked at. Well, no, I don't know what we do over there one time. We went took a tour of it after.
The manager was one of our listeners. He wanted to show us the building. He was very proud of it, and we did that back when they, I think it was only half the building they were using.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So when they sold to Kao Corporation of Japan, we were told nothing would change. And, of course, both myself and Yvonne knew that that probably wasn't the case. And so we had enough wherewithal to actually decide that we were going to buy out the marketing department and go out on our own. And at that point, that's when Rhonda, myself, Yvonne, Michelle, Michael was associated. He was in a different department, but he was in sales, kind of left and started in-house marketing and design.
And so, that was 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years in February.
Yes. You were over in Lake.
Yes.
And I saw your store, and I remember walking into Lake, some time ago, early days, and I remember thinking that it was kind of this futuristic with all these Apple computers and silver and orange, and I loved, right there. It was like, well, who are you guys? I felt like I was in kind of a Euro-feeling place, and you brought that forward now with this homey feeling.
Well, so we were a marketing and advertising agency. Mm-hmm. That's what we started out to do, and that's what most of us did at KMS. And then shortly after that, KMS actually rehired us as their agency because they couldn't live. They realized they really couldn't live without us because we had all the knowledge of what the company and how it had been run for the last almost 25, 30 years. And so they rehired us. They were our bread and butter and got us, you know, up on our feet. But I think we all were itching to do something that was fun for us, ourselves, something that would give back to the community, something that would show our talents, but we weren't being dictated to by clients. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying when you work with a client, they're very
Your hands are tied a lot.
You have to follow
because they're paying you. They want, they want to run it.
And the name in-house was decided because we wanted to be your in-house agency like we were at KMS. So that was the feeling we wanted. When you hired us, we wanted you to feel like we were exclusive to your business. So they rehired us, and we had this, you know, conceptual idea we wanted to do something. And then it just so happens my mom lived in Visalia. She sent us a magazine because she wanted me to see a picture of her that was taken with Lindsey Buckingham. They were in Visalia doing a concert. My mom got to sit with Lindsey Buckingham. They took a picture. They published it in their city magazine, and she sent it to me. And the second I opened it up, I knew it finally dawned on me. That's what we were missing in our community. We didn't have a city publication. We very quickly realized, though, that our city is very small in the sense of things, and because it's going to be a free publication, we didn't know that we could survive just by selling exclusively in Redding. And so we very quickly, as we were developing it, decided to call it a Northern California regional lifestyle magazine so we could encompass all of Northern California and give us a broader demographic to write about, to write to and for, and then also glean advertisers to keep the magazine free. So Michelle went out on maternity leave. Rhonda decided it was time to start the magazine.
Bite the bullet.
She started it, and then 15 days before we were technically ready to go to press, she turned to me and said, "Hey, you know what? We need you to go out and sell ads." So I had no media kit, no information, nothing to show the public. But because of our good name and good standing and the people that we had known and were blessed to know and trusted us and saw our work from our other businesses, jumped right on board sight unseen. And the first magazine launched. We did 15,000 copies.
48 pages.
48 pages. And then I remember probably about 5 days after it launched, she'd looked at me and said, oh, my gosh, we have another magazine due in another, 15, 20
days. Oh, my gosh.
And that treadmill turned on, and here we are 100 issues later.
My gosh.
The treadmill's gotten a little bit quicker, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now now with two magazines.
Now we're running.
And how many pages per publication?
It just depends. The magazine in Visalia is totally dictated and connected to its ad sales, so it fluctuates more than here. Here it's much more established, obviously, so it's we're now consistently between, 98 and 100?
96 and 104. Okay. It's been pretty consistent. Okay. It hasn't been really under that.
I just think people wanted to hear how y'all got into this.
It's fantastic.
Because I wanted to hear it. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Of course, Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated. Here's the thing they have, MedSync. What is MedSync? MedSync is if you've got numerous prescriptions, as many people do, no matter what your age, instead of having to worry about, one this week, one next week, one Friday, one Tuesday, is they will synchronize, and that's exactly what it is, synchronize all of your medications so they come due on one day. So you don't have to make numerous phone calls, numerous trips, anything. You make one phone call to your pharmacist, not somebody in a big box store that you're just number 42. And you go in there. Now, what if, and you pick up all your medications on one day. What if you can't make it that day?
They'll deliver.
No.
They deliver.
They actually will. Yeah, James, that's exactly right. They deliver. And how much does that cost? Nothing. They do it for free. Owens Pharmacy right here. And the last thing is, when you're doing it as your local pharmacist who knows you, that's kind of your last line of defense right there, because doctors aren't perfect, and or maybe something they've written, or maybe it's two doctors writing two different prescriptions, if you have several doctors. Guess what? That pharmacist is the one that fills out those prescriptions, so he can take a look. He knows, he or she knows how they work with each other. That's your last line of defense. And it's local. They know who you are. You can go into those stores, and sometimes, guess what? You get a free sucker. Try doing that at one of the big box stores. That's right. That's Owens Pharmacy. Six stores right here in town open. Most of them open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Empire.
Brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 8:33 in the morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Evans Avenue. That's across from the subway. Man's last stronghold. If you started off your year with a haircut, how about that? You know, trim that beard, weed whack that chest hair, all of it right down there at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Okay, what about my ears, nose, and eyebrows?
They do that. They do their ears. They do your eyebrows if it's needed. Your nose, if it's getting in the way, I'm sure they'll clip it. You never can tell. But here's the best thing. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's the Cheers of Barbershops. You can't find a better place in this town for a man to get his haircut. Sweet. Is right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
All right, we're looking at the Enjoy 100th issue, and we're sitting here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. We open up. We're going to skip around here. I know that we need to cover lots of the issues, but one of the things you have Carl doesn't know a lot of this either, and that's what I'm loving about the wonderful 100 facts about the North State.
Carl knows most of it.
Well, now, did you know, for instance, Carl, that one of your actors that you love is the actor Craig T. Nelson took a break from Hollywood in the late 1970s and made Montgomery Creek his home. He held a variety of jobs, including working as a janitor at Cedar Creek Elementary School and was active with the Hat Creek Playhouse.
I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Ask me how I knew that.
Well, I don't know. But
I read this issue.
Oh, you did?
First thing I do is I thumb through it, see if there are ads in it, you know, if it's not upside down or something like that, and it never is, it's perfect. But something catches your eye now and then, and like the number one is the owner of In-N-Out Burger. The lady who runs it and owns it lives in Shingletown, worked at the one downtown here, and, you know, and from what I've read about her before, not specifically, you know, since this, but that she is one of the richest women in the United States because of In-N-Out Burger, and it, you know, because of its great popularity.
Okay, we went to In-N-Out the other day. I have to tell you, what are we doing for lunch? We went into In-N-Out, and we just think the one up on Dana Drive. We're so amazed at how many people. Well, during the Redding's restaurant grand opening, which set a corporate record with more than 7,000 burgers sold, and what I loved, they do the little. They do like information, and it was opened in 1948. None of the meat is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. The lettuce is hand-picked, mm-hmm. You know, picked apart, and the tomatoes are fresh, and the bread.
Potatoes are washed.
It's just fantastic.
About 8 years ago, about 8 years ago when things were really crashing, In-N-Out opened up a store in Las Vegas, if I remember this right. Over something like 2,000 people applied for jobs there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, okay. Moving right along.
Well, yes, yeah, so you have several very, very interesting facts there that talk about, you know, famous people and all kinds of wonderful things. 71, 72, 73, General John Bidwill became construction in a three-story, 26-room Bidwill mansion in Chico. Some interior scenes of the 1934 The Thin Man were filmed inside this famous Victorian home. I mean, et cetera. There's just so many wonderful things to.
It's
to,
a great spread. This
oh my goodness!
It's a lot of fun.
You've got it all. You've got it all there.
Yep.
But okay. Guess, but that's what you
from mean. You know Olympians to I mean just all kinds of things. So well, this issue is really full of a lot of really fun articles, fun
facts.
Stuff. Lots of the amazing, just amazing things
these are
that people
things,
don't know
these
about.
Are the, these are ones that the Chamber of Commerce should have bought like 1,000 issues of this. I'm not kidding. Should have bought like 1,000 issues of this. And put it into things that they ship down to.
Well, they can't buy because you guys give them away for free.
And they get them.
I mean, they should pay for the extra printing and buy a thousand of them. Well, no, it's true because you've got like, you've got the 100 things about it, the 100th issue. It lets people who are looking out to, gosh, where should I go? And they look at something that's positive, extremely positive. It's a beautiful magazine and they can look at it. You know what? Of course, that's thinking outside the box.
So. Okay, here's a couple things that are positive. On page 21, we're talking about the Amaze Mint North State Peppermint Growers.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, and we've carried in our store for a really long time, peppermint essential oil, raw oil that you can use in mint tea or a foot bath or those types of things. But Northern California is got a small area that, well, I shouldn't say small, it's in several counties, but small in comparison, that produces peppermint. And it's a really cool article that talks about in the Tule Basin, Fall River area, those kinds of things where the climate's just right. We grow peppermint. And our peppermint, though it's very small in its amount that they grow, is revered as some of the best mint grown in this country. And so it's a very sought-after mint. But it talks about that it's hard for them to track exactly where their oils are going, but it's predominantly used in mouthwash, gum, toothpaste. But it's really cool. I mean, I just think it's always interesting to know that the crops that come out of those high altitude regions like Fall River Wild Rice, there's a lot of things that are being done in our counties that people have no idea that it even exists and that we're contributing in very interesting and big ways. Most mints are grown in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and some of the central states. But California, you know, never ceases to amaze what we seem to be able to produce a little bit of something, of everything for something here.
So we do have magic soil, and of course we know that we're starting to become famous for our wines as well.
Mm-hmm. Olive oils.
In Woods Valley. And, oh, yeah, and olive oils and everything. Now, something else that we're famous for, especially if you're driving up and down 5, are the Black Bear Diners.
Yes, this is so cool. Bruce Dean and Bob Manley started it 20 years ago in Mount Shasta.
Right. The first store.
Right, yep. Right. And then in 1997,
flagship.
They opened their second store in Reading. So that's only been here since 97. So now they have 67 restaurants. And they have, oh my gosh, it's.
They went from Reading, and then they went to Napa, and then Walnut Creek. And then from there, it just exploded, right?
Yeah, Gilroy was their third.
Okay.
And then, so now they have 67 restaurants in 8 states and employ 2,200 people.
My goodness.
And they've been named one of the top 200 restaurant chains in America.
So that says 22,000.
22,000, I'm sorry,
yeah,
yes.
I was going to say.
22,000.
22,000?
People.
That's like a small city.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. And they've been named one of the top 200 restaurant, like you said, 200 restaurant chains in America.
Yeah. What's very interesting is one of them started working. Dean had worked in the restaurant business industry since he was 15 and worked at a Sambo's.
Yeah.
Do you remember Sambo's?
Oh, I remember Sambo's.
Well, why I said that is, and I wrote myself a little note, is I, as a kid, loved Sambo's because I loved the little story, you know?
Yes.
But the restaurant, the Mexican restaurant right across the street from you used to be a Sambo's.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We were told that, you know, that. Uh-huh. I remember Sambo's and, you know, the tiger.
Yeah.
Chasing everybody up the tree.
Well, and also chased the boy around and around and turned to butter. And
The tiger turned into butter, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when they, in their first year together in business together, every Monday they take the quarters out of the jukebox, and that's how they pay themselves.
You know, and we know Bruce and Michelle, and you're right. That's what they said. It was that they use those quarters out of the jukebox to pay themselves and to live. And then now look at it. But over, how many?
67.
67 and growing still. Mm-hmm. And then also Bruce is, and I don't know if you had that in the store, I'm sure you did, is now the president of the California Restaurant Association, which is 2 million employees and all this. And listen to him. And he's been on the show before, and we need to have him on again. Now and see what's the latest now, especially with the new laws on minimum wage.
Oh, yes.
It has a huge impact on everything.
It
has. Let's move on to Paige Pierce.
Oh.
Okay, Carl.
Oh, Paige Pierce. I thought it was like Paige Pierce. What number
is that? Yeah, Paige Pierce. Archer Extraordinary. Of course you can. She's beautiful. She is a world champion.
She's 19. She's an archer. And she has been all over the world.
China, Colombia, Turkey, Germany, France, El Salvador.
And in law school at Chico.
And she's in law school at 19. She has broken just about every record there is in archery.
Flew through high school in 2 years.
Yeah.
I wonder what school she went to.
She's from Red Bluff.
Okay.
And I think she was homeschooled, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay.
She scored 559 out of 560 points on the final day of the International Field Archery Association World Championships.
559 out of 560.
Yeah. She's crazy.
And the reason she was, okay, get this. The reason she wasn't on the Olympic team is because she's going to law school at age 19 and her studies did not allow her to go out and compete.
Yeah.
Yep. That and also, too, in the Olympics, they only allow competition with a certain type of bow, which she shoots a compound bow.
Okay.
Which is like a hunting bow.
Yeah, and in the Olympics, it's whatever the other bow is, I guess, more like a traditional.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Well, they need to do a new category.
I know.
They're always adding categories, yes.
And they've got some stuff that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Sorry.
And another thing, too, is she already has her associate let's see. She already completed an associate in arts degree in criminal justice from Shasta College. She's 19.
Just amazing.
Crazy.
Love to know, again, you kind of wonder the story of, in fact, she'd be somebody fun to interview.
She would be.
Like, when did you start doing this, and when did you know you wanted to be a lawyer, and, you
she
know.
She started when she was two.
Okay. Yeah.
Her parents are very involved in archery, and so...
Well, they were professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep. How can you be an archery professional? What does that mean? How do you do that?
It's a big thing.
You compete,
it's a big
you make
thing.
Money.
It's a big thing.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, because they all use recurve bows in the Olympics. That's
yes,
why.
Yes, that's right. Thank
well,
you.
Well, because the other ones, it gives... it. Then it becomes more of a mechanical thing than a skill thing. I mean, you still have to be skilled to use it, but it's very mechanical with the releases and in this and the way you shoots faster and flatter because of the compound, the way it's made. So this one has, I think, a little bit more of a skill factor in it. We got to take a break here. Our guests are James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine. Enjoy the Magazine South. Enjoy the stores North, South, and
East,
and pretty
West.
Soon, pretty soon to be Enjoy Incorporated. We'll be right back.
Your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Happy holidays! Holiday season is among us.
What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco and Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange. Four Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Monday, January the 5th, 2015. 37 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365. Give them a call. Did I forget the rest of the number? Okay, I'm sorry. 365-3793. Give them a call. Seniors and veterans discounts. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. And what's happening on February the 14th, Valentine's Day, will be an extravaganza, a night to remember, a romantic evening of song and dining. Of being able to spend the night there after a night of singing, dancing, and just having a great time.
We'll keep you abreast because I know that they're going to have some kind of stay and play package and give you a certain amount of money towards your food. I do have friends that are coming, and it when you go into Elements Lounge, there's limited seating and tables for dinner. So if you would like to join us, give them a call at 243-3377. I'll have Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Veramentes, and I'm bringing in Lou White as a special guest again because Lou and Pat, you know, of course, have played together forever, and they do a lot of that fun rock and roll, and I could sing doo-wop and ooh-ooh in the background. But we'll be doing some jazz and some wonderful romantic songs and dress sexy and come and enjoy that whole vibey feel.
243-3377. Say you want tickets for February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
You're so modest.
Well, she is modest.
She's talking about everybody else, but the whole thing is aren't you the headliner?
She is the headliner. It's around
I'm singing
Linda.
With the group. You're only as good as your group. So, and the people that come, and that's how it is. I look at it like this is not a concert. This is kind of like you're having a 4 or 5 star or 6 star, however, what you're part of seriously.
Be a diva.
When you're into doing a concert, that's a different deal. But this is kind of like you're part of the whole.
I'm
you
just
know,
giving you a bad time.
Okay, yeah. I'd like you to come and just enjoy. And
everybody has a great time.
Like
come on down and join us.
Enjoy the Linda.
Yeah,
enjoy the Linda. Pretty soon. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? He's probably going to charge
you
for using.
You forgot Luscious, darling. Luscious Linda.
You're probably going to copyright the word enjoy. You know, every time we use the word enjoy, Linda and her singing, that'll be $5.
Actually, we have.
I know. well, we're here with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, of course. We love this first Monday of every month, and the Enjoy issue is celebrating 100 printings. And we've been going through the issue. What do we have next that we'd like to go through, the Crazy Critters?
Well, every so often, you know, we have segments that we rotate through. So it's not every single issue that we have every single exact topic section in the magazine, but we rotate through them quarterly, kind of so to speak. And we do put a section in here from time to time that's about crafts, you know, arts, crafts, design, how to build things. And there's a really great step-by-step article in here called Crazy Critters. Which gives you basically step one through, what is it, like step 10 or something like
six.
Of this woman that actually sees art in just about everything that she looks at in nature. So from, you know, sticks and stones and driftwood and those types of things, it's kind of a fun project that you can, you know, follow to create what she calls crazy critters. And she creates these kind of one-eyed monsters and these critters.
Awesome.
Like walking sticks and things like that.
And those are in the store now.
We actually don't carry them in the store. It's not to say that we wouldn't or couldn't. We just haven't. And I know that a lot of people believe that everything they see in the magazine can be found in the store. And we try very hard to do that. But, you know, during the holiday season, I was a little busy and didn't get to actually look at all the content in here to find out if there was anything that we should be carrying.
Well, so, but the nice thing is that you can read about it.
Absolutely.
And do it yourself.
I love it. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Now, the next chapter, the Book Barn in Red Bluff.
Oh, yeah. This is they've been there in Red Bluff for 14 years. Sorry, James.
That's all right. You can kick me anytime.
And probably have a few times through the years.
Especially if he's on the ground. Then kick him some more, you know, and then step on him like you would a bad bug.
Oh, my goodness, Carl. Thank you for that nice feeling there.
You started it.
Let's go to this article. It's called The Next Chapter, The Book Barn in Red Bluff.
And Jack and Linda Gaines have been the proprietors since 1991. They came to Red Bluff and had been coming to Reading to use bookstores and going all over the place to find books. And then they just decided that, you know what, they were tired of going around looking for used books, and they decided to open their own store. 14 years they've been in business. And I think what's kind of a neat thing about this story is that, you know, they were so busy in the bookstore and it's done so well, and they moved up here to get away from the rat race and, you know, just kind of have a easier, you know, mellower life. And so they wanted to start spending more time together. So they needed to hire somebody. And they went into the Burger King in Red Bluff and just really liked the person that was working behind the counter and asked him to come and work in their store.
Oh, cool.
He was he graduated from high school and he wasn't a really great student. But what this job has done for him is now he's a full-time student at Chico, and he works also at the store, and he's kind of taken it over for them, helping them run it, but he also was going to school full-time. And so it's just a kind of a really neat little story about Philip Moeller, who's the young man that works in the store. And the store's doing really well, and they have, you know, started with, you know, a few shelves, and now it's just packed full of used books.
What a great inspirational story, because this kid maybe didn't, he didn't really have that much direction. Mm-hmm. And so somebody believed in him. Probably something spoke to them, and they said, "Who are you? We want to know you more." And come into our world. That's just, those are the beautiful things with human spirit.
Yes, yeah. So it's a nice little story, and the store is in Red Bluff, so check it out.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else do you guys, what's happening with January? We're going into February, of course, with the store. So every day you're getting a new pieces of art.
We're reestablishing the store after the stampede. Yeah, I mean, what we have to do right now for this thing is we have consignments that are due, and then obviously we need to take all the products off, holiday products off the shelf, and inventory them and prep them, take them out of computer, prep them and give them back to the to the
oh my goodness,
next year I'm bringing in reindeer poop.
Yeah,
and once you be able to sell reindeer, it's going to be called reindeer poop.
Yeah,
and it's really going to be like chocolate crunchy,
crunchy
candy.
We have stuff
because
like
I know
that
because
that
it was like bear poop came through this time that we found.
Is it monkey butt?
I watched several of those and gave one
to my brother, of course, for his birthday because
you know what everybody
we
likes
potty
this.
Humor.
So, I mean, I don't even know what it smells like, but everybody
it's
likes
pretty.
Getting
bananas,
this.
Oh, cherries.
And the jalapeno dip. Thank you for running my stomach. James, you know, somebody gave it to me.
Jalapeno dip?
Jalapeno, I'm sorry.
Brittle?
Brittle.
The peanut brittle.
Oh, I tell you what.
We bought that.
You take a bite. You know what? I took a big one. I just chewing on it and swallowing
it's
it. As I'm swallowing it, I'm realizing I probably could have taken a smaller bite.
Is that like a two Beano? Because we always talk about, is this a three Beano?
We got a sample this year from them. They have a habanero that they started. And it makes the jalapeno taste like there's not even a pepper in it. It is like every person I've given it to, like before they've even actually bit down, just the fumes, they go,
I had somebody.
So come by. I still have some. You can try it.
I might just look at it and my stomach could
put some hair on your chest.
It might be a good get even. Like, you know, here, try some of my peanut brittle. Yeah. And you're going to go around the corner and laugh your butt off because they've like, you're sitting there in torture.
Monkey butt. Yep. Okay. Now we have 2 minutes left. How do people, if say people have got an idea for a story, how do they get a hold of you? Or maybe they're a photographer that's got great photos and they want to see if, because I mean, frankly, if your magazine is getting to be so widespread, you know, people that write good articles and people that have great photographs would probably like to get them in.
And they just need to email me, Rhonda@enjoymagazine.net, and that's Rhonda@enjoymagazine.net, and they can send me samples of their work. We always welcome new writers and photographers, and actually I went through my 500, I haven't been in the office for about 10 days, and went through my 500 emails and had several requests from people that want to write
about,
and take
photos. How
about
something like squeak shooting in the north? Could y'all entertain that?
Sure.
Well, I have to say one thing that's in this 100 facts that you need to know about, and I think this is a great way to maybe close the show. 97 and 98, as a time-telling device, the shadow cast by the Sundial Bridge pylon is accurate only one day a year. Mm-hmm. The bridge is accented with more than 1 million pieces of chipped ceramic tile.
Mm-hmm. And somebody mentioned the other day when it's icy, going across the bridge is taking your life in your own hands.
Slippery.
Very slippery. And they said, because I walk across the bridge and it's icy.
I know we are getting ready to go, but one thing I want people to hear too is keep your eye out for our recipe section, because we're going to be doing some stuff in our store with the recipe.
Ooh.
So it's going to be fun. It's a new little promotional thing we're going to do to take advantage of the recipe section.
That sounds delicious. Okay, keep
teaser.
Us abreast.
All right. Thank you very much, James Masada and Rhonda
Ball. See you here Thursday.
Okay.
Tonight.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be having Turtle Bay telling us what's happening out there at Turtle Bay and a couple of surprise guests. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We now have a timeline for the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev. Jury selection got underway today, and the presiding judge says testimony will begin on the 26th of this month and will last 3 to 4 months. Over the next several days, about 1,200 potential jurors will be called to federal court in Boston. Eastern two-thirds of the country is about to enter the deep freeze. Sharply colder temperatures on the way, along with something else.
We do anticipate the potential for a narrow band of heavy snow to begin spreading eastward this morning from the plains across parts of the Midwest and then eventually towards the big cities of the East Coast.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says Thursday's low in New York City could be a chilly 10 degrees. Despite bad weather in the Java Sea, three more bodies have been recovered from the Air Asia crash site off Indonesia. So far, the bodies of 37...